Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Yevomos Daf Chof Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Ches with a quote from the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Beishamai Omrim im Kidmu Fekonsu Yotziu. We saw in our Mishnah, Shitas Rabbi Lezer, concerning two surviving brothers after their two brothers died, leaving their widows, which happened to be two sisters. The two surviving brothers confronting these two widows, which happened to be sisters. According to Rabbi Lezer, if they were to have taken them in marriage, in Yibum, they must divorce them. They cannot remain married. The Gemara will present some Tanaic material, we'll say, Tanaic opinions that focus on the Shita of Rabbi Lezer. And here we continue with a Braisa, Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Beishamai Omrim Yikaimu, Beisil Omrim Yotziu. Rabbi Lezer presents a Machlokis, Beishamai Beisil, on this matter. The two brothers who took in two sisters. Later, we're going to see sources on Shitas Rabbi Lezer. What is the problem here? But for the time being, what we see is two sisters are perceived by Rabbi Lezer, and we can say by Beis Hillel as well, as quoted by Rabbi Lezer, as being a type of Erva. Two sisters, each one is the sister of one who is bound to you, Achos Zekukoso. So, we continue in the source, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yikaimu. Rabbi Shimon says that the two brothers keep the two, their two wives, which happen to be sisters. Abba Shol Omer, Kal Hoyo Lohem LeBeisil B'Dover Zeh. Beisil is Lekula, SheBeishamai Omrim Yotziu. Ubeisil Omrim Yekaimu. Now, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Shimon Keman, Rabbi Shimon, who appeared in this source, who says Yekaimu, who is he based on? E kebeis Shammai, if he is trying to reflect Shitas Beis Shammai, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. That's what Rabbi Eliezer did in this source. He said that according to Beis Shammai, they remain together. E Kebeis Hillel, if Rabbi Shimon by saying Yekaimu is trying to reflect Beis Hillel's opinion, well, that's Hainu Abba Shol. That's what Abba Shol did in his presentation. So what is Rabbi Shimon's role? The Gemara answers, Hochi Komar. What Rabbi Shimon is telling us, contrary to Rabbi Lezer and Abba Shol, he's saying, Lo Nechliku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel B'Dovar Zeh. That Rabbi Shimon says there was no machlokas to begin with, concern between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai on this matter of the two brothers doing Yibum with the two sisters. Again, we have a quote from the Mishnah on Chof Vav Amud Aleph. Hoysa achas mehen asura al ho'echod isur erva. If one of the two sisters is, let us say, the mother-in-law of one of the two remaining brothers, so then she cannot be described as zekuka, as related, as bound to her son-in-law. So if one of the ladies, one of the sisters, is an erva to one of the brothers, then we say osur ba umutur ba chosap. Then that brother obviously cannot marry his mother-in-law, but he could marry her. He could marry the sister, would be his mother-in-law's sister. V'hasheni osur b'shtehen. The second brother is osur in both women. He can't marry either one because of the problem we mentioned before. Each woman is the sister of a woman who is bound to him. It's called, as we said, achos zukukosai. The Gemara asks, ha tanino chadazimno. But we have learned this already. The source that we've learned says, and it's quoted from Daf Chof Amud Aleph, achoiso kishi rivimto, oichoi letzes, o misyabemes. That the sister of an ervah is, if you have two women that fell to you, b'yibum, and the two women are both sisters, and one of them is an ervah, so the other one, her sister, does either chalitza or yibum. So what, being that very point was taught back on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, what do I need it to be taught again in our Mishnah on Chof Vav Amud Aleph? Tzricha. I need both Mishnayos. The Ashmin and Hossam, had I had just the Mishnah on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, where there was only one Yavam. We have a little chart on the side. You can see you have Reuven and Shimon. We indicate on the side Daf Chof Amud Aleph. So you see, there's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. There are three brothers. Reuven and Shimon were married to Leah and Rachel. Those are two sisters. They died, and Levi is the surviving brother. Levi happened to be married, in our example here, to the daughter of Leah. So Leah, for Levi, was his mother-in-law. We see in that case that Levi would be able to marry Rachel. So the Gemara says, well, I have that case, Hossam, Mishum Deleko Lemigzar Mishum Sheni. There, we don't have a second Yavam. There's only Levi, only one surviving brother. There's no reason to make a gzera, a restrictive rule. Aval Hocha, when you have two brothers, and again, we have an illustration for the two Achin case. We have Reuven Shimon, and the chart, the diagram indicating Dav Chof Vav and Aleph illustrates four brothers, two survive. You have Reuven, Shimon, they die, and Levi and Yehuda survive. There are two brothers that survive. And again, Levi is married to the daughter of Leah. So Levi, Leah is an ervah to Levi. There's also Yehuda in the picture. Should we allow Levi to do Yibum with Rachel? Well, we say that he is allowed. However, there was room to think, and that's what the Gemara is saying now, there's room to make a gzerah. Don't let Levi do Yibum with Rachel, because if you allow him to do Yibum, Yehuda might also do Yibum. And now Yehuda cannot do Yibum because he's confronted by upon the death of his brothers, Reuven and Shimon, those ladies, Leah and Rachel, who are sisters, are both zekukais to Yehuda. So each woman is an achos zekuka. So in the case where there are two brothers, if I allow Levi to do Yibum with Rachel, Yehuda might come to do Yibum with Leah, and that's forbidden. So let's read that line again. Hocha di'ikol l'migzar mishum sheni. Here there's room to make a gzerah and not allow. Let us suggest that Levi does not do Yibum because of Yehuda's coming to do Yibum. So Emolo, I would have thought there should be no, we should not allow even Levi to do Yibum. So that in the case of the Andaf Chof, where there was no second surviving brother, so there we can allow Levi to do Yibum. We're not jeopardizing anything by his doing Yibum. However, in the case of the four brothers, the Mishnah Daf Chof Vav Amud Aleph, where there are two surviving brothers, maybe let us restrict Levi from doing Yibum because of Yehuda's coming to do Yibum. So therefore, it was necessary to teach the Mishnah Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, where it says that Levi does do Yibum, and we don't worry about the fact that there's a second brother. V'yi Ashmin and Hocha, and had I told you just this example of Chav Vav Amud Aleph, Mishum De'ika Sheni De'ka Muchach, because there is a second brother who muchach means he proves or he demonstrates the existence of a problem of achol zukukoso. By his not marrying, I see that there's a problem of achol zukukoso, that such a problem exists. Aval hasam, in the case of just Levi, just one surviving brother, the leko sheni, there isn't a second brother. Now when Levi, when he survives his two brothers, he, in fact, is confronted by two sisters that are Yevamos to him. And we are allowing him to do Yibum, but that's only because one of the two women is an erva to him. But if not for that, people would think that Achol Zukukoso is not a problem. People don't necessarily know that the reason we're allowing Levi in the Daf Chof case to do Yibum is because one of the two sisters is totally off limits. People might get the impression that in general Achol Zukukoso is something that is mutter. So I would have thought there we should not allow any Yibum. You see, at least in the case of Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, Yehuda, the second surviving brother, is restricted. So that shows the public that there is such a problem called Achol Zukukoso. But there on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, we don't have anyone demonstrating that. So I would have thought that Amo Lo, as the Gemara says, there maybe Levi should not do Yibum when he's a sole surviving brother. And yet we do, Tzricha. Therefore, it's necessary for us to teach that case as well. We continue now in the Gemara. Isur Mitzvah, again a quote from the Mishnah Daf Chof Vav Amud Aleph. Isur Mitzvah, v'Isur Kedusha, choyletzes v'lo misyabemes. When one of the sisters is an isur mitzvah, isur kedusha. These are terms that we've seen in the past. Either she's prohibited rabbinically, or she's prohibited because of halachas that have relevance to kahuna. But one of the sisters is an isur kedusha or an isur mitzvah. So mita oraisa, from a Torah standpoint, she is fit for Yibum. She's not an erva. She's also only midrabbanan. Therefore, chalitza is nesen. We're not going to allow marriage because the marriage involves an isur derabbanan or an isur kahuna. But she's not free to marry out either. Therefore, she needs to be released through chalitza. The Gemara asks, ha nami tanina? But this too is something that we have learned. We continue at the top of Amud Beis, a Mishnah that we've seen back on Daf Chofa Amud Aleph, Isur Mitzvah v'Isur Kedusha Choyletzes v'lo Misyabemes. So again, the question is, why do I need our Mishnah on Daf Chofa when this was taught already? The Gemara answers, Hasam, there, Isur Mitzvah L'chuda. There you were speaking about a Yevama, and we could take a look at Rashi as well. Isur Mitzvah L'chuda, Rashi on the third line from the top. Lo Ashmi'in and Eli Yevama, Shinofla Lefonov, Shiasura Lov Isur Mitzvah. Choletzis. Now, if you look at the little diagram that we have, you see, Reuven died. The diagram that we're referring to is where you see a little triangle on the side of the Gemara. Reuven died, leaving his brother Shimon. Reuven left a widow. we call her Isha, and woman, who asur l'shimon isur mitzvah o kedusha. So there, the Mishnah taught that in a case where you have one brother, and the woman is forbidden, so you do chalitza and no yibum. Hacha, in our, we continue in the Gemara, hacha, in our Gemara, our Mishnah, daf chavov amud aleph, isur mitzvah ve'achosa. You have two women that fell to yibum, and one of the two women was forbidden on the grounds of isur mitzvah or isur kedusha. So we look at the little diagram that we have. You see, by the star, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is married to Leah, and she is an isur mitzvah to Levi. And you also have a brother, Shimon. Levi, in this case, is looking at two women, one of whom is an isur mitzvah. The Mishnah on Daf Chavov tells us that in such a case, the women do chalitza, and there is no yibum. And there's a chiddush in this. Salka deita chamina. I would have thought, without this Mishnah, Lekum isur mitzvah b'mokon isur erva. Let the isur mitzvah be in your mind's eye, be considered like an isur erva, like a doraisa prohibited woman, as a serious prohibition, an erva prohibition. V'tisyabem, and let her sister enter ibum. Komash malon, so our Mishnah tells us no. Our Mishnah tells us that there is no ibum. And just to repeat the point, and we don't say that we look at the woman who is an isur mitzvah as if she's an erva, and we know that if she was in fact an erva, so she's not sekuka at all to Levi, so the Levi would be able to marry her sister. She is not a problem of a achoy sekuka. So Kamash Mon, our Mishnah tells us that Rochel, who is the sister of the isur mitzvah, nevertheless is considered an achois zekuka, and therefore no yibum. The Gemara asks, v'tis yabem, let in fact yibum take place, let Levi do yibum with Rochel. The Gemara answers, kevon de midoraisa ramio kamei, since on a Torah level, the Leah in our example, who is an isur mitzvah, on a Torah level, she really is zekuka to Levi. By Levi marrying Rochel, kapoga ba'achos zekukaso, he would be then encountering the sister of one who is bound to him. Salkadai dechamino mishum mitzvah ovud rabbanan. I would have thought without our Mishnah that in the interest of mitzvahs yibum, the rabbanan would overlook the fact that she's a zekuka. If we look in the Rashi, you see that he comments on this. Rashi says, "Mishum mitzvah avud rabbanon, shetiskayim mitzvah sibum, v'lohem midu isur ziko shu'u midivrehem lesor sachoisa." That in the interest of enabling yibum to take place, it's a big mitzvah, we will allow Levi to do yibum with Rochel. After all, the problem of Rochel being the sister of Leah, being a achos zekuka, is only a rabbinic problem. Hecha dihi olav isur mitzvah, where the only problem is that of being an isur mitzvah, komash malon, so we say that nevertheless, and that there's only chalitza. So once again, there was a havamina that in order to enable us to mechayim mitzvah yibum, let us consider the isur mitzvah like an erva, and let Levi do yibum with Rachel. And that the Rabbanan wouldn't insist on the Isur Achel Sukuka to be a problem. So the Chiddush here is that even so, we do not allow Yibum. We do not consider Leah to be like an Erva. Keeping your Mishnah Daf Chof Vov Amud Aleph open, we continue in the Gemara. Hoiso achas mehen asuro al zeh isur erva vashnio al zeh isur erva. Our Mishnah told us that when the two sisters that were confronting the two surviving brothers, each sister was an erva to each one of the surviving brothers respectively. Therefore, each sister on her own is not a sister of a zakuka to the other brother. And therefore, the Mishnah enabled them to do either, to each brother would choose the non-erva sister and do yibum or chalitza. As the Mishnah said, so this you can see if you have your Mishnah open. This was on the fifth line of the Mishnah on at the beginning of the Perek in the lower part of the page on Daf Chof Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, Ha Su Lamali, what do I need this case for as well? Hainu Hach, we had this already on the third line of the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Ma li lechad, ma li letrei. On the third line of the Mishnah, it was taught that if one of the sisters was an Isur Erva, so the what an Isur Erva to one of the brothers, so that fellow can do Yibum with her sister, because we would describe her sister as not being an Achois Zekuka, as the sister of someone who is zekuka to you, or is bound to you, because once a woman is an erva, she's no longer bound to you. Her sister, therefore, is not the sister of a zekuka, so you can do yibum with her. So the question is, why do I need that which is taught on the fifth line, where the two sisters are both ervas to the two brothers respectively, when this information was already conveyed, when what you do was already conveyed on the third line of the Mishnah? The Gemara answers, Tzricha, I need both sections. Di'i ashminan hosam mishum di'i kosheni demuchach. Had I had just the earlier quote, the third line of the Mishnah case, where of the you had two brothers that survived, however, only one of them was was an erva to one of those sisters. See, with the second brother, he was not allowed to yibum whatsoever, because that second brother had no connection with the two sisters, and each sister therefore was an option, making each sister bound to him, and any one of the two women was an achos zekuka. So where you have in that case where you have a second brother who cannot marry either one, so I'm able to preserve in the eyes of the public the concept of achos, the isur of achos zekuka. Aval hocha, but in the latter case where there were two brothers who both of whom were erva, had an erva relationship with the two sisters respectively, the leko sheni dekamuchach emalo, where you have no you don't have a second brother there that is restricted from yibum. So what do we see? We see in that case we see two brothers are marrying two sisters in Yibum. And people will get the idea that there's no problem of Achois zikuka. They're not going to realize that the reason we're allowing yibum is simply because each one of the sisters is an erva to one of the brothers, each one to the two brothers respectively. They're going to think, the public will think in general, that there is no problem of achos zikuka. So maybe there we should not allow yibum. V'i ashmin and hacha, and had I had just the second case, where both brothers are erva relationships with both sisters respectively, adaraba travaihu mukhi ahadodi, the two bear out one on the other. By the fact that each brother is allowed to marry only one of the sisters, if we look at the Rashi across from here, a couple lines down, travaihu mukhi ahadodi, shezeh lo yochol lisa esho acheres elazu, the chenzu, where you have two brothers, but each one is restricted to only one of the sisters specifically, and not able to marry the other one. So muchamilsa shezu asur alze vezu alze lefikoch leko achol zikukoso. Because of this restriction, that each brother Levi and Yehuda can marry only one of them. So it shows us that the problem, or the reason we're allowing Yibum, is because there is no Achos Sukuka, because the sister is not Sukuka to either one, to the other one, because of her being an Erva. So since I have this phenomenon, I'm not risking people thinking that Achos Sukuka is in general something that's okay. Aval Idoch Lo. But in the case where I don't have that restriction, where the one brother is going to be doing, the yibum, and the other brother is restricted to both, so I don't see this same thing. Tzricha, so I really need to have both cases. Zuhi she'omru v'chulei. Again, a quote from the end of our Mishnah Daf Chof Vov Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had said, Zuhi she'omru achoyso kishihi vimto oichileses o misyabemes. Zuhi limute mai. The Zuhi expression is a limitation expression. What is it coming to exclude? Answer, limute isur mitzvah loze, the isur mitzvah loze. Whereas, if both of the sisters are respectively an isur erva to the brothers respectively, so each brother can do yibum with the other sister because she's not zikuka to him, she's an erva to him. So her sister is not called achos zikuka. This is in contrast to the case where the two sisters are osur midrabbonon to each one of the brothers respectively. Under those circumstances, so yibum is not an option because on a Torah level, each one is zikuka. So each one is an achot zikuka. The only option is chalitza. So whereas where the two sisters are ervas, respectively, we allow the other brother to do yibum, where the two sisters on Isur Mitzvah, we do not allow yibum. The Gemara asks, Ha Su Lomali, what do I need that information for? Hainu Hach, that we already have learned. Ma Li Lechad, Ma Li Letrei. What difference does it make? As you can see on the chart on the side, Lechad, meaning there's an Isur Mitzvah only to one of the brothers, or there's a case of Letrei, an Isur Mitzvah, with regard to two of the brothers. Mahu detemo, I might have thought, ki loy amrinon, be careful of the negative expression, the low word, that's why it's squiggle underlined. I would have thought, when is it that we do not say, uki isur mitzvah b'mokum isur erva? I do, as we, this concept we saw before, we have a little arrow on the side, you can see this idea above, where the thought was that let's view the Iser Mitzvah as if it's an Iser Erva, in order to allow or to enable Yibum with the other one. So above we said that we don't apply that type of reasoning. So I would have thought that when is it that we don't apply that kind of logic? Hecha de'ika lemigzar mishum sheni, where there is a second brother who is not an isur mitzvah at all. So I therefore I didn't want to allow yibum through this idea of Ukim Isur Mitzvah B'mokum Isur Erva, because if I allow Yibum in that case, the other brother, who really is Zakuk to both of them, or both of them are Zakukos to him, so we don't want any Yibum taking place. We don't want him to make a mistake and do Yibum. So therefore, the brother that was an Isur Mitzvah, we say only Chalitza is an option, so that the other brother will also avoid Yibum. Avol hecha deleko lemigzar mishum sheni, but where there isn't a second brother that we would describe as zokuk to both of them, emo, I would have thought, lahai ukimno isur mitzvah b'mokom isur erva, ulahai ukimno isur mitzvah b'mokom isur erva, v'liyapmu. So if we're looking at our diagram where it says litrei, I would have thought that where Reuven and Shimon died, leaving Levi and Yehuda, where Levi is an isur mitzvah with regard to Leah, and Yehuda and Rachel represent an Isur Mitzvah, there, let us view the Isur Mitzvah as if it's an Isur Erva, and let each one do Yibum with the other sister. Komash Malon, so we are telling you that even in this case, where you don't have a situation like the case of Lechad, the case just before, where Yehuda is zokuk to both of them, but even here we do not view the Isur Mitzvah, in the case of Latrei, we do not view the Isur Mitzvah as if it's an Erva and allow Yibum, but rather only Chalitza. We have now a section of Gemara from here till the Mishnah that we have seen already way back on Daf Tes Omid Aleph. And in this section, an allusion is going to be made to many different cases. You should know that all of these cases were illustrated back on our Daf Gemara, on Daf Tes Omid Aleph, in our marked Gemaras. All the cases that are referred to here were illustrated over there. So that if you want to go through the cases thoroughly, take a look back on Daf Tes Omid Aleph and you'll see all of them illustrated. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, V'chein Toni Rebbi Chiya. Likewise, Rebbi Chiya has a Tanaic source that bears this out, namely, Bekulon Ani Kore Bohen. Bekulon, regarding all of the forbidden relatives that were mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Omid Aleph, there were 15 types of women that are forbidden in Yibum. They are Ervas. So with regard to all of those different Erva examples, we can refer the following. Ho'asur loze muteres loze. V'achosu kishi yevimto oy choyletzes oy mimsyabemes. That would mean that given any of the examples of Erva in the list, and you have two surviving brothers, that type of Erva will be usur to one of the brothers, and her sister, who also becomes a Yavama at that time, will be muteris to that fellow. And as a result of that, we allow Yibum, or if they should so desire, Chalitza. So that the examples that we've been seeing in our Mishnah so far of four brothers, two brothers dying, leaving two surviving brothers, with regard to the two surviving brothers, any of the Erva examples cited on Daf Beis Omed Aleph could be portrayed as two sisters falling to the two brothers, and the Erva brother cannot marry her, obviously, but he would be able to marry her sister. Because when you have an Erva situation, the sister is not called Achois Zukukosai. So if we look in the Rashi here, Bekulon Anikori Bohen, Bechol Chomesh Yisri Arayas de Perikamo, with regard to all 15 of the forbidden women mentioned in the first Perik, Efshur Lohen Lios Shtei Achoyos Noflos Lishnei Achin, you can create a situation of that kind of Erva, two women that happen to be sisters falling to Yibum to two surviving brothers, v'achas asura alze mishum achas mikol harayis halalu, and one of the sisters is also to one of the two brothers as an erva, according to any of the number, any of those in the list, umuteris loze v'ashni asura alze mishum oisu shem erva atzmo, umuteris loze. And with that scenario, you in effect, at the end of the day, you have two sisters that are both doing yibum to the two brothers. And each brother is not said to be encountering the sister of the zikuka, because her sister is not bound to you because she is an erva to you. We continue in the Gemara. You notice we have triangles, and on the side under the Mivneh heading, Deos Amoraim, we'll see Amoraic opinions. You have Rabbi Yehuda, later Abaye, and following him Rav Safra. Be'ezo Arayis Shel HaMishneh B'tchilas HaMasechta Omer Abchiyo Sheshayach Lomar Asur Bazeh Muteros Bazeh. Which, with regard to which one of those arayas? Now, up till now, we've been saying with regard to all of the arayas. And in fact, we'll see that Rav Safra is of that opinion. However, there are other deos that feel that this model of two sisters both doing yibum to the two brothers, each one being an erva to the other, does not encompass all of the examples. So that according to certain Amoraim here, that that rule is not to be applied to the entire list. So we continue now in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda mitargem mechamoisoi v'eilech. Rabbi Yehuda explains the model that we just constructed from the case of Chamoso in the first Mishnah, which is from the seventh example onwards. From one of the later examples onwards. But Rashi, the Gemara actually does say the seventh example onwards, but the first six are not included in this rule. So Rabbi Yehuda says, from the case of Chamoso, where you would have Reuven and Shimon were married to two women that are sisters. Reuven's wife is the mother-in-law of Levi, and Shimon's wife is the mother-in-law of Yehuda. So that when Reuven and Shimon die, so Levi can't do Yibum with his mother-in-law, but he could marry B'Yibum, his mother-in-law's sister. And likewise, Yehuda, he won't be able to do Yibum with Shimon's wife, because Shimon's wife was Yehuda's mother-in-law. However, he can do Yibum with Reuven's wife, which was her sister. So Rav Yehuda applies this rule of two sisters falling to Yibum and both of them entering Yibum because
they are not considered achos zukuka from the example of chamoso in the list onwards. But the first six, avoshisa bovi deresha loi, the first six examples of ervas in that first mishnah of the masichta are not included. My taima, why are they not considered part of this rule? Kevon debito, but einsin hu de mishkachas lo, benisuin lo mishkachas lo, since the case of daughter. And here you'd have to refer back to the chart on daf tes, on daf which we have on our, in our gemara on daf tes amid beis, where you see the case of Bito, Reuven and Shimon were married to the daughters of Levi and Yehuda respectively. Now, how can you have the daughters of Levi and Yehuda being sisters, and each one of them is the daughter of one of the surviving brothers, Reuven and Shimon, respectively? So if you are looking at the chart on Daf Tes Amud Beis, you will see that that phenomenon of Reuven and Shimon looking at these two sisters, which happen to be their daughters, this comes about only through the fact that Reuven and Shimon had both raped the same woman, producing two daughters. Reuven's daughter is, you can see she's number one, and Shimon's daughter is number two. Levi and Yehuda had married them, they're basically uncles, and they died, and then Reuven's daughter and Shimon's daughter fall to Yibum to their fathers, and they happen to be sisters. And we say that Shimon can marry Reuven's daughter, and Reuven can marry Shimon's daughter b'yibum. But again, in order to construct that case, to have two fathers looking at two daughters that happen to be both sisters, this can come about only through a case of oinus, of rape, not a case of marriage. Through a case of marriage, Reuven and Shimon could never have married his brother's wife. Wife is a woman through marriage. So he could never have married his brother's wife as after she produced a child, after his brother produced a child with her. However, with rape, so then we can construct that model. So since the case of Bito necessitated, in order to create the model, a case of rape, so the source that Rebbe Fia introduced doesn't deal with rape cases. And it's true that the following examples, after the case of Bita, the next five examples could have been constructed without rape, Rashi points out. Nevertheless, they all have an element of bas, of daughterhood to them. For example, your son's daughter, your daughter's daughter, or your wife's daughter, your wife's daughter's daughter, all those cases have an element of daughter in them, and therefore, since the first case of daughter is rape-oriented, or is rape-based, all the cases of daughter in the mind of Rav Yehuda are excluded. We continue. V'abaye mitargem af bito me'anusaso. Abaye explains or applies the rule of Rabbi Chia to the case of daughter as well, even though the daughter is a product of a rape. Kevon dashkuche mishkachas lo, since an example of two sisters that are both daughters to the respective surviving brothers, since you can find such a case, whether it's through onsen, so let it be, or whether it's through marriage, let it be. Avol. However, there is an example of erva in the list that Abaye says was not on Rabbi Chiyo's mind. The case of Eshes, Ochiv Shalohayaboy Lamoy Loi. The case of the wife of a brother that was never a contemporary of the deceased brother. This example is not included. Kevon Dalibud Rabbi Shimon Hu de Mishkachas Lo, Aliba de Rabbanan lo mishkachas law, in order to create a model of two sisters that are, that fall to Yubam, to two brothers, on the grounds that they are wives of brothers that did not exist, that were the wives of brothers that were not contemporary with the surviving brothers, this model can be constructed only according to Rabbi Shimon. Aliba the Rabbonan lo mishkachas, according to the Rabbonan, they who argue on Rabbi Shimon concerning the matter of Eishes Ochiv Shelo Balamo, since according to the Rabbonan, a model cannot be constructed, but Plukta lo komairi. So Rabbi Chiya was not interested in presenting a case that is controversial, that could be constructed only if you accept Rabbi Shimon. Rav Safra Metargim, Rav Safra says that the that Rav Chiya's rule applies af Eishes Ochiv Shelo Balamo, even in that case. U'mishkachas lo b'shiso achiv alibri b'shimen, and you can construct such a model of two sisters, both of whom are examples of an Eishes Ochiv Shelo Balamo. You have to have six brothers in the model, and Aliba de Rabbi Shimon, and it would work out only according to Rabbi Shimon, the Simonech, and in order to remember how to construct such a chart, the Simon, the memory device, are the following words, Mace Nolad V'Yibayim, Mace Nolad V'Yibayim, and the Gemara explains how that would work. So in order to follow this, we've provided a little chart. You can see there's a star, and The chart has numbers on it that indicate the progression of events. So, keeping one finger in the Gemara text and the other finger on the chart, you have Reuven, Vishimon, Nisuin, Shtei Achoyos. So if you look on your chart, you can see Reuven is married to Leah, and Shimon is married to Rachel. Levi, Yehuda, Nisuin, Shtei Nochrios. Levi and Yehuda are married on our chart. We're calling them Aleph and Beis. Nochrios means they're not related to Leah and Rachel. However, Aleph and Beis happen to be themselves, they happen to be sisters. So if, in effect, you've got four brothers here, two pairs are married to sisters. Reuven and Shimon are married to Leah and Rachel, Levi and Yehuda are married to Aleph and Beis. And now the progression of events sets in, and the double underlining that you see highlights the words from the simon that was introduced two lines ago. First thing that happens in our story, Mace Reuven. You can see there's a little slash through Reuven, the Reish, and that's the first event. Reuven dies. Now at the point that Reuven dies, Leah becomes a widow, and while she's a widow, Noilad Yisachar. So number two, notice Yisachar is born. Now Yisachar is born into Yisachar was not a contemporary of Reuven. He sees a widow that is called in the Leah in with regard to Yisachar is called the wife of a brother with whom he was never a contemporary. It's called Eishes, the wife of Ochiv Shelo Hayah Bolamo, a brother in which that did not coexist with him in the world. After Yisachar's birth, V'yibeim Levi. See the number three. You see three with Yibum. You see Leah moving over through Yibum to Levi. Now Levi has two wives. He's got Leah and Aleph. Umeis Shimon, the fourth stage. Shimon dies. Shimon dies, leaving Rachel. Rachel is an almona, is a widow. Nolad Zvulun, and while she, Rachel, is a widow, Zvulun is born. That's the fifth event. Zvulun is born into a situation where he sees Rachel as a widow. She's not attached to anybody. She's the wife of Shimon, a brother with whom he never coexisted. He was not a contemporary of Shimon. Take note of the fact that when Zvulun is born, number five, that's fifth stage of events,
he sees Leah married. Leah is married to Levi when Zvulun is born. So, since we're learning according to the Tana Rabbi Shimon, Leah vis-a-vis Zvulun is not considered Eshes Ochiv Shelohe Balomoy. It's true that Leah was once the wife of Reuven, who was in fact Lo Hoya Balom, was not a contemporary of Zvulun, but once she marries, it's like pressing a restart key or a refresh, where her status starts all over again in our legal minds. So Zvulun vis-a-vis Rachel is considered Eishes Ochiv Shelo Hoya Balomo, because when Zvulun was born, Rachel was unattached; she was a widow. However, Leah went vis-a-vis Zvulun when Zvulun was born. Leah was attached already to Levi. So we say that then Zvulun is born, v'yibeim Yehuda. After Zvulun is born, then Yehuda, in our story, that you can see is number 6, he is miyabeim Rochel. Mesu Levi v'Yehuda b'loy bonim. In the event that Levi and Yehuda, who they die, no children, each one leaves 2 wives. V'noflu luhu kami yisocharu zvulun. So the wives of Levi and Yehuda fall to the only surviving brothers, Yisachar and Zvulun. V'asur loze muteres loze. V'asur loze muteres loze. V'achoysa shihi yevimta. So when, as we look at Yisachar and Zvulun, Yisachar will be able to do Yibum with Rachel. You see, when Yisachar was born, Rachel was married to a brother with whom he was a contemporary. Yisachar was a contemporary of Shimon. Shimon died only in the 4th position of our progress, whereas Yisachar was born in the 2nd stage. So he was born before Shimon died. So that Yehuda will be able to do Yibum with Rachel. Zvulun will be able to do Yibum with Leah, as we emphasized earlier. When Zvulun was born, Leah was already married through Yibum to Levi. As you can see, that took place in the 3rd position of things, and Zvulun was born in the 5th position of things. So when Zvulun was born, Leah was married. So Yisachar will be able to do Yibum with Rachel, and Zvulun will be able to do Yibum with Leah. It should be noted that when we say, for example, that regarding Yisachar, that Leah is Osir, Leah is, as we described, Eishes Ochiv Shelo Hoya Ba'olamoy. She was the wife of Reuven, that when Yisachar was born, Reuven had already died. And when Yisachar was born, Leah was a widow. So that Leah is out of bounds, is off limits to Yisachar. Not only that, but wherever Leah goes, she went, in our case, she married Levi. Levi's other wife, his original wife, is Asosur as a co-wife of an Eishes Ochiv Shelo Yehoba Olamo. The Gemara asks, we should point out before we go on, and the main point here is that when Levi and Yehuda die, Leah and Rachel are falling to Yibum. So you have 2 women, they're sisters. Each woman, as we've described already at length, is an Eishes Ochiv Shelo Hoya Balamu to one of those 2 brothers. The Gemara asks, Lomo li Yibem Yehuda?
why was it necessary to have in this chart, let's say, the number, the event that we call number 6? Why was that important? Below Yibem Yehuda Nami Mishkachas Law. Without Yehuda's doing Yibum, without Yehuda's marrying Rachel in Yibum, you still could have had the situation of Leah and Rachel falling to Yibum, to Yisachar and Zvulun, respectively. And we would thereby have been able to illustrate two sisters, both of whom are labeled as Ashes Ochav Shelo Hayabo Lomo, falling to two brothers and Yibum being done. The Gemara answers, I needed to see Yehuda doing Yibum Mishum Tzora, for the purpose of accomplishing the Isur of the co-wife being prohibited as well. She's a co-wife, as we said before, of an Ashes Ochav Shelo Hayabo Lomo. So that is specifically the woman Bays in a diamond. She is the co-wife of Rachel. And Rachel, vis-a-vis Zvulun, was an Ashes Ochav Shelo Hayabo Lomo. So since Rachel was an Ashes Ochav Shelo Hayabo Lomo vis-a-vis Zvulun, Bays, Yehuda's original wife, is a co-wife of such a prohibited woman. Ha Teinach Tzora. So, fine, we've illustrated the concept of the co-wife being prohibited as well, which, by the way, was the theme of the first Mishnah in the Masechta. And that's what Rabbi Chiya's source that we're preoccupied with now was an explanation of the original Mishnah, was a comment on the Mishnah. So whatever we say in the Reb Chiya source above has to have ramifications to not only the specific ervos in the Mishnah, but their co-wives as well. However, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Sifta also made an additional point called Tzoras Tzora. So the Gemara asks, Ha Teinach Tzora, this case of the six brothers illustrates how a co-wife of an Ashes Ochiv Shelo Hayabo Lomo is also prohibited. Tzora de Tzora my equal of Amar. What are you going to say about the case of the co-wife of the co-wife as being prohibited as well? The Gemara answers, Kagon de Hodar v'yivminhu nami God v'osher. In order to illustrate that, we have to add two more brothers to our story. And we have a diagram, it's a rather elaborate diagram, at the lower part of the page where the double star appears. And in order to see what happens there, you'll notice, without going through the whole case from the beginning, you see that all the stages are spelled out through the numbers, but if you recall, Levi and Yehuda died, that's stage 7. At that point, Yisachar and Zvulun, they didn't get involved, but there were two more brothers. You have to add two more brothers for this chart, God and Asher. Now, God and Asher had original wives that were sisters, Shin and Tof. Now, God and Asher, with whom did they do the Yibum? They did the Yibum not with Leah and Rachel, but rather with the original wives of Levi and Yehuda. Now, those wives, Aleph and Beis, as we explained earlier, they were co-wives of Ashes Ochiv Shelo Hayabo Lomo. They were a tzora. Each one was a tzora of that erva called Ashes Ochiv Shelo Hayabo Lomo. Those co-wives did the Yibum, so their presence in the marriages to God and Asher affected the women in triangles Shin and Tov. Those women are Tzoras Tzora. They're the co-wives of co-wives. So that when God and Asher die, we have a little note underneath the chart, Mesugav Asher, at that point, Legabi Yisachar, regarding Yisachar, Tof Asura, the the lady in the tuff in the triangle, she is forbidden to Yisachar. Why? Mishum tzora shel esh Yisachar shelo hoya bolamo. She's the co-wife. She's the co-wife of Aleph, and Aleph was a co-wife of Leah, and Leah was a woman who was out of bounds, was forbidden to Yisachar. So the co-wife of the co-wife is also affected. And likewise, number two, in our note below, Lagabi Zvulun Shin Asura. The lady Shin, which was God's original wife, will be also to Zvulun. Mishum Tzor Asur Shal Eishas Ochav Shal Belomo. Shin is a co-wife of Bez, and Bez was the original co-wife of Rochel. And Rochel was forbidden to Zvulun, because when Zvulun was born, Rochel was a simple widow, not yet married to anybody. Now, we mentioned before the Machlokas Rabbon and Rav Shimon. We didn't want to add factors then to create confusion, but according to the Rabbonan, once a woman is an Eishes Ochav Shelo Hoyablamo, this concept, if remember we used the example of pressing the restart button, the Rabbon don't hold from that. So once a lady is called Eishes Ochav Shelo Hoyablamo, she remains with that status permanently. The fact that she marries one of the brothers that were contemporaries and then a new brother is born, that wouldn't remove her original status of Eishes Ochav Shelo Hoyablamo. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, that does happen, and that enabled us to create the chart that we did. So we now turn back to the Gemara, where we encounter the new Mishnah. This Mishnah is accompanied by a chart. You can see on the lower part of the page where we have a little triangle. The Mishnah reads, Shloisha Achin Shnei Mem Nisuin Shtei Achoyos O Isha Ubita O Isha Ubas Bita O Isha Ubas Bina. Two brothers. Let's take a look at our chart. Reuven and Shimon, they are married to either two sisters, Leah and Rachel, or mother and daughter. Reuven's married to a mother, and Shimon married her daughter, or grandmother, granddaughter. So when they die, they leave. There's one brother that survives. That's why the Mishnah opened up with Shlosh Achin. One brother survives. When he sees these women, let's take one example so as not to let's overload with examples. We'll use the first example, which is the easiest one because we've been discussing this all along. The case of Leah and Rochel that fall to Yibum to Levi. So according to the Rabbonon, the Mishnah says, Harelu Cholzos Velo Misyamos. Chalitza is done, no Yibum. That's according to the Rabbonon. And the Mishnah goes on to say, Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says, total exemption. There's, because of what we described before as Achois Zukukasu, each woman is in that case of Leah and Rachel, is the sister of someone who is also Zekuka to him. And in Rabbi Shimon's perception of things, that is an example of an Erva, hence there is not even Chalitza. Hoysa achas mehen asura olav. If one of those two women is usur to Levi as an Isur Erva, that she's off limits as an Erva. For example, if Levi, let us say, married the daughter of Leah, so he can't do Yibum with Leah. It's his mother-in-law. So, Osir Ba Umutur Ba Chosa. In that example, Levi would be able to do Yibum with Rachel. Isur Mitzvah Isur Kedusha. If one of those ladies is also to Levi as an Isur Durabonon or an Isur of Kahuna, then Cholzos Velo Misyabmos. Then Levi would do Chalitza with both, but no Yibum. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Poter B'Shtehen Min HaChalitza U'Min HaYibum. Rabbi Shimon, as we explained in the Mishnah, he exempts completely from the mitzvahs of Yibum, meaning not even Chalitza is necessary. Because when Reuven and Shimon die, leaving these two sisters in front of Levi, the pasuk says, "Shenamar v'isha l'chisa lo sikach litzror." And Reb Shimon says, "B'sha shenasu tzorois zulazu," when they appear as co-yevomis. Tzoros is an expression that we've seen extensively referring to co-wives. In this context, they become like co-wives. They both become yevomas. Lo yehe locha likuchin afilu ba'achas mehem. The posuk says lo sikach, which means that you have no potential of taking them, of taking either one of them. In other words, there's no tefisas kiddushin, meaning there's no potential bonding in marital terms, and therefore they are viewed as ervas, and as such, they are exempt, in Reb Shimon's perception of things, from even the need for chalitza. They are automatically mutaros lashuk, to marry anyone else they want. Hoysa achas mehen v'chule, the Mishnah pointed out that if one of them was an Iser Erva to Levi, the other lady is muteris even in Yibum. Ha su lomali. What do I need this example for? Hainu hach. The Mishnah that said if one of them is an Iser Erva, the Mutar Achosa, that's that we've learned that already back on the Mishnah Daf Chof Vav Amet Aleph. The Gemara answers, L'Rabbi Shimon Itzdirich. I need this for, let's say, for Rabbi Shimon's sake, that if one of them was an Iser Erva, the second one is able to do Yibum. Saga Daita Chamina, Hoyel from Rabbi Shimon, Shte Achoyos Lo Choltzos Vol Misyapnois. Since Rabbi Shimon has in principle that two sisters that fall to Yibum are totally exempt, Min HaTorah they're exempt, Midoraisa they're exempt. Ligzar mishum shtei achoyos da'almo, even where one of the two sisters is not eligible by virtue of the fact that she's an erva, I would have thought that Reb Shimon would say you cannot do yibum with the second one, simply in anticipation of a case of two sisters in general falling to yibum where neither one is an erva. Komash malon, so our Mishnah tells us that Reb Shimon does not impose such a gzera. So just to go over this point, according to Reb Shimon, only when the two sisters are both non-ervas to the surviving brother do we say they're totally exempt. However, where one of those two sisters happens to be an Iser Erva to Levi, then Reb Shimon concedes that Levi can do Yibum with the other sister, the non-erva sister. Isur mitzvah. Our Mishnah pointed out that if one of the two sisters is an Isur mitzvah or is an Isur kedusha, choltzos velo misyavmos. And we're again continuing with what we call the analysis of the seifa of our Mishnah. A moment ago we said that we needed the seifa where we described hoy sachas man Isur erva for the purpose of highlighting Shitas Rabbi Shimon. So here we again have a statement in the Sefer where one of the sisters is an Iser Mitzvah, so the Mishnah said that they are Chotzos Velo Misyavmos. We continue at the top of Chof Tes Amar Aleph. Our Mishnah, again, we emphasize, and we wrote this in between the lines, that the Sefer was necessary for highlighting Rabbi Shimon's opinion, so that what the Mishnah is telling us, according to Rabbi Shimon, that if one of the two sisters is an Isur mitzvah, so they will both do chalitza, but no yibum. The Gemara asks at the top of Chof Tes Amar Aleph, "Va'ha'am Rabbi Shimon, shtei achoyos lo choltzos v'lo misyavmos." When you have two sisters that fall to yibum, as is the case right now, no chalitza is necessary. Two sisters represent a new form of erva as far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned. So why is it
that when one of those sisters happens to have upon her an Isur mitzvah, an Isur derabbanan, why does that make any difference in Rabbi Shimon's perception of things? As far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned, we should like just overlook the fact that there's an Isur mitzvah, and what you have here are two sisters. And Rabbi Shimon said before, two sisters that become Yevomas, no chalitza is necessary. So the Gemara says, Gezeira mishum isur mitzvah the alma. If we don't allow, if we say no chalitza, in this case, people will think in general that when an isur mitzvah, where the woman that was married to a brother that died is an Isur Darabonan to a surviving brother, you don't need Chalitza in general. So we don't want people to think that. Ha Teinach'i, that's a good explanation for the reason of Rabbi Shimon requiring Chalitza for the one of the two sisters that happens to be an Isur Mitzvah. So we see an Isur Mitzvah participating in Chalitza, so people don't get any wrong ideas. Achoiso ma'iko lemeimar, why would Rabbi Shimon require Chalitza? The Mishnah says Chaltzos in the plural. Why does he require the non-Isur Mitzvah sister to receive Chalitza? Answer, Gzera achosa mishum leso dida. Leso is, Rashi says, is a kind of an extra word here. It means mazel. Because she's associated with an Isur Mitzvah that Rabbi Shimon necessitates participating in Chalitza, so the non-Isur Mitzvah sister also needs Chalitza. Question, V'ha gabi erva lo gazrinan? But when it came to two sisters, one of whom was an Isur Erva, the second sister, we didn't make any restrictions whatsoever. We said regarding the second sister, she can do even Yibum. No Gezerah was imposed where we would, let's say, prevent the non-Erva from doing Yibum because of the Erva. If we take a look at Rashi, v'hogabi erva lo gazrino dim hoy sachas mehen asura lo visu erva asubo mutar bachosa. The Mishnah taught, according to Rabbi Shimon, where if one of the two sisters was an erva, so to the surviving brother, to Levi, so she is strictly forbidden, and the other sister is totally muteris. Ha'erva yotze b'lo chalitza, the erva goes free without any chalitza need. V'lo amrinon tachlots erva, and we don't say, well, let's have chalitza for the erva, gzeiro mishum, achoysa she'ein erva v'uria l'yibum. As a gzeiro, in anticipation of a case of a sister that's not an erva, and is fit for yibum. V'ha nami, the Rabbi Shimon, Ervahi Mishinasu Tzoros. According to Rabbi Shimon, when two sisters fall to Yibum, they become like an Erva. V'amai Matzrichis Lo Chalitza Mishum Gzeras Achosa. Why do you require here why does Rabbi Shimon require Chalitza for the non Isur Mitzvah sister when, after all, in theory, in Midoraisa, she is an Erva. So that, just to restate the problem here, when you have two sisters, one of whom is an Isur Mitzvah, we're requiring Chalitza for the non-Isur Mitzvah sister in anticipation of Isur Mitzvahs in general. Why then, when the one of the sisters is an Isur Erva, do we allow the Erva to go free and not have any Gzera requirements imposed? The Gemara answers, Shiny Erva, the case of an Erva is different. The Migmar Gemiri Lo Inshi V'Kola Islay. Everyone knows that an Erva does not need Chalitza. And the non-Erva sister is not considered an achois zikuka, and no one will come to allow the non-erva sister
to marry out without chalitza. However, the erva of two sisters falling to Yibum, not everyone is familiar with that, because their Isur is equal. And if I would allow them to go out without chalitza, people would think in general that a sister that is not an Isur mitzvah can go out in general without chalitza. In order to appreciate this a little more clearly, let's take a look at the Rashi together. The Migmar Gmiri La Inshi. People, when it comes to the case of one of the sisters being an Isur Erva, people are familiar. V'hakol yodim she'ein sricha chalitza. And everyone knows that there is no chalitza needed for an Erva to marry out. Obviously, that's the only option for her. She marries out. She can't marry the brother, the surviving brother that's an Erva. V'achoysa, the non-erva sister, is lav achoy zukukuhi. She's a regular yavama, full-fledged yavama. Velo osi lemishri achosa velo chalitza. No one's going to think that that sister is mutter to marry someone else without chalitza. So that's as far as a case of two sisters falling to a single surviving brother, one of the sisters being an Isur Erva. Rabbi Shimon doesn't see any need for a Gezerah. Aval, Erva de Nasu Tzoros, the Rabbi Shimon, that kind of Erva, the two sisters falling to Yibum, facing one surviving brother. So it's true that according to Rabbi Shimon, we consider that an example of Erva. But lo kuli alma gimiri hilfisa, not everyone is familiar the isur shtei and shavos, that they are, they're not all familiar with their equal status, each one being an achois zekuka. The mafkis lo below chalitza, if you are going to free her, and we're talking about the case of where one of the two sisters is an isur mitzvah, and you're going to let her go free on the basis that she's a type of erva. Osi nami lemeibak achosa she iser mitzvah below chalitza. I'm going to let's just go over that last point. In the case of two sisters that fall, and one of them is an iser mitzvah, if I don't impose a gezerah on the non iser mitzvah sister, people will think that the Isur Mitzvah in general, the sister who is an Isur Mitzvah, in general, Isur Mitzvahs can go out without Chalitza. V'nafka mino churbo, the Isur Mitzvah v'alma. So that, just to repeat in general terms, Rabbi Shimon says that when you have two sisters that fall to Yibum to one surviving brother, so the two sisters go out, they're free, they're considered an erva, no Yibum, no chalitza. Where two sisters fall to Yibum and one of the two sisters is an Isur erva, the other sister is a regular Yavama, and therefore even Yibum can be done. Where you have two sisters, according to Rabbi Shimon, and one of them is an Isur mitzvah, then Rav Shimon says both sisters require chalitza, not only the girl, the woman who is an Isur mitzvah, but the other woman as well, the sister requires that. And without getting into the details, that's a function of a gzera, so that people should not think in general that an Isur mitzvah goes free without chalitza. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.